Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friend, welcome to What's on Your Mind Thursday edition. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Jason Boren for Scotty today. Scotty got the day off, and I say maybe a couple of quesadillas and a margarita, fellas. What do you say? No, it is like a mile. Hey, by the way, we're brought to you by our friends at ABM, Advanced Business Methods. Employee-owned company based right here. That means your money stays in the community. And I'll tell you what, they have got our network like I've never seen any. I mean, I didn't realize that hackers can get into your servers through your printers. That's one thing I learned from ABM. They understand all those risks. They provide products, the software, keeps the outside world out, keeps your network safe. ABM, Advanced Business Methods. 50th anniversary coming up, 50 years serving our region. Best products. Best service you'll find anywhere. ABMnow.com is the website. Find out more. ABMnow.com. ABM, Advanced Business Methods, ABMnow.com. Jason, good to have you back. And for Scotty today, how you been, buddy?
It's good to be back. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Big show today. A lot going on.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. I'm glad to be a part of it.
You are it.
You're just a part of it. You know, it's... I like the intro. I like the intro because one of the things we're talking about this morning is keeping the outside world out when it comes to wildfire impacts on North Dakota. That's actually how we kick off the hour, is talking with Kevin Lawrence about that very concept. So not talking electronics, but talking about smoke, wildfire impacts, et cetera, and what that does to our clean air in North Dakota. So, Kevin, are you with us?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. And you heard the intro. We're keeping the outside world out. But fires have plagued North America for several years now. Just at a baseline level, is that level of fires above normal, about normal? What are we seeing there?
You know, I did a little bit of research on that going back several years, information from the National Interagency Coordination Center, keeping track of fires and acreage and things like that. Surprisingly, if you look at like the 10 or even the 20 year normal as a baseline, let's say, it doesn't really matter. In the past couple of years, maybe the past five or so, we've had less fires, fewer fires, but we've had more acreage burned. So in other words, I think a lot of the fires that are getting out of control, these wildfires are, it's spreading more rapidly. They're burning a lot more acres. So past couple of years, we've had millions more acres impacted by wildfires. Even with less fires, the fires that we are having are getting much more out of control.
And probably one of the things that the average person doesn't realize when you see on the news about the wildfires, the acres being burned, you know, your heart aches for the, you know, just the environment to see that happening. But it, you probably don't realize that you can draw some pretty strong lines from what's happening there to our weather patterns. Thousands of miles away, what does that impact of those wildfires have on our weather in North Dakota?
Yeah, you know, there's absolutely no doubt that our air quality in North Dakota is impacted by mostly fires from other parts of the country, even Canada. The past couple of years specifically, we've had a jet stream pattern or that steering mechanism that kind of control storm systems, you know, primarily during the summer season. That's when the wildfire season really kicks in, that and into the fall, more so than, let's say, this time of year in the winter or the spring. And the pattern the past couple of years has been such that the upper-level winds, let's say from the California wildfires, Oregon, Washington, up through the Pacific Northwest into western Canada, that air that originates near there, the jet stream picks all of that pollutants up, all those particulates, all that smoke, and then right back down into the north central part of the United States. That has been a predominant pattern we've had the past couple of summers at least. And this has gone on indefinitely. You know, I can recall back in the 80s, we had patterns like this, and in the 90s. Some years are better than others, but the past couple of years specifically, we've had a lot of smoke, a lot of haze as a result of the fires from the West Coast of both Canada and the United States getting picked up in the jet stream and right into the northern plains. That, of course, impacts our air quality. And there are times the haze might be tens of thousands of feet high, that surface air quality is not so bad. But there are times, as we know, the past couple of years, that right down to the surface, it's really bad for folks that suffer from things of this sort, because air quality has been so bad, not only aloft, but down to the surface as well. So we have had a lot of smoke from other states and countries impacting our local climate and weather.
Yeah, so, you know, nuts and bolts of it, somebody could suffer some kind of health impacts from the smoke itself. But also, somebody travels to Theodore Roosevelt National Park, they want to see the beautiful vistas that we have in this state, and it's hazy. What is the likelihood that that's being caused by fires if you're traveling there the last summer or two?
You know, there are different, you know, we can have haze, too, from, let's say, just moisture in the air. That happens typically if we have high dew points, the humidity is high, we can have some haze. That usually generates thunderstorms. That's water vapor that produces storms, but... And there's a different kind of haze, and then the kind that we're talking about here would be from the fires across the western states. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, we all know we've had grass fires and things here in North Dakota, where we call Medora a couple of years ago, right there in the national park. In eastern Montana, we've had numerous fires, grassland fires. But a majority of the smoke that we're talking about are coming from fires thousands of miles away. That get picked up in the upper level winds and right into the northern plains and in the upper Midwest. So if you were to visit the national park in western North Dakota, you know, if the upper level winds are such and there aren't any fires, chances are you're going to have a great visibility day outside of the local weather and, you know, any chances for rain or anything. But typically by mid to late summer into the fall, if we have a bunch of fires raging across the western United States, and the winds are just right, we have high pressure over the western part of the country, that wind pattern could affect visibility, not only aloft, but at the surface, too. And it makes for beautiful sunsets, but also air quality is obviously highly impacted. And it's North Dakota, we have great resources for wind. We all know that, right? It's been so windy, and this year in particular has been extremely windy. So we don't have any natural barriers to keep those pollutants trapped in North Dakota. So it's transient, what I call transient, coming from one direction and continuing on, right? But it just happens to pass over our state, which obviously we can't control.
Yeah, because, you know, you travel to some cities in the Midwest and the mountains, and you'll get these inversions, and you'll get that poor air quality trapped for days, maybe even weeks. And
absolutely,
for us, we have a different experience, but it can impact our day-to-day lives in North Dakota, or as we travel to the parks and, you know, suffer through poor visibility or something. So I appreciate being with us. Is it too early to say what the visibility forecast is going to be for this summer with firefighters or with wildfires?
Well, it's really highly dependent. You're right. It's highly dependent on the number, well, not only the number of fires, but, you know, there are going to be fires every year. Every single year we have wildfires in the country, usually at least 50,000. As I was mentioning earlier, you know, the past 4 or 5 years we've had, I'd say, an average of about 55,000 fires, but the acreage, anywhere between 4 and 10 million acres burned, right? The past couple of years have really ramped up between 7 and 10 million acres. That's a lot. So it's not so much the number of fires, but just how many acres and how big these fires get. If we go another year without what we call the monsoon across the western states, that's a seasonal wind shift, where that, well, unfortunately, can cause lightning strikes, which, you know, result in wildfires right there. But if we just get more moisture in the summer out across the western states, that could impact our visibility in a good way, where we don't have as many fires. And it just depends on how hot we get. You know, this high pressure is usually stagnant, so the air doesn't move too much. And there's a lot of factors that really go into play. But as far as forecasting this year, so far, being that it's only early May, we're getting off to a much better start than last year at this time.
Yeah, and
we're working out of the drought.
You could spend another 20 minutes talking about drought conditions, both in North Dakota, but also across the Colorado River Valley, looking at what's happening in some of those dammed areas. It's going to be potentially a very dry summer in some parts of the United States that adds challenging factor to trying to forecast wildfires and just weather issues in general. So I appreciate you being with us, talking a little bit about clear skies in North Dakota, the impact of wildfires on haze, and just appreciate you being with us, Kevin.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's so interesting talking to Kevin about the wildfire situation, because we all pride ourselves in North Dakota on our clean air, but what we don't realize so often is our clean air is taken for granted because it can be impacted by what is happening outside our borders. And sometimes that's, you know, health impacts on our asthma, and other times it's visibility impacts on our clear skies. So appreciate Kevin taking some time to explain kind of that 30,000-foot viewpoint about air quality and visibility in North Dakota.
Had no idea we had that many wildfires.
Right.
Even. Wow.
50,000 fires or whatever.
Now, wait a minute. They weren't all set by man deliberately, right?
I hope not.
So, because you know somebody was thinking that somewhere.
Right. Yes.
We need to set fewer.
Okay, stop it. We're not doing anything. All right, more What's in Your Mind on the way. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. More to come.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Jason Bohr in for Scotty today. Be back tomorrow. Got a good looking Thursday. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Started in 1908, H.A. Thompson & Sons has been providing high quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in the Bismarck Mandan area, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and into Montana. For your residence, furnace, air conditioner replacements and upkeep, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom remodels, garage, any humidifier installations, natural gas grill piping. Want to grill not have to worry about taking those tanks in and out? They can pipe the natural gas right to your grill. And, of course, great selection of commercial services as well. As one of the oldest mechanical companies in the state, they pride themselves on thousands of buildings. They've installed plumbing, piping systems, both Bismarck, Mandan, throughout the state of North Dakota and across the region. Find out more at HAT & Sons, hatandsons.com, or call them 701-223-3393. You want to talk indoor air quality? Free estimates available. 701-223-3393, hatandsons.com. Jason Bohr in for Scotty today on What's on Your Mind. Welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here. And we are not just talking indoor air quality. We are talking outdoor air quality this morning. We started off with Kevin Lawrence, and we're going to continue that conversation with Senator Jessica Bell from District 33. Are you with us, Senator?
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. We talked a little bit with Kevin about visibility impacts from wildfires, et cetera. And I think what a lot of people don't realize, although they might suspect it, is the federal government has a regulatory program for everything. Visibility is one of those things, and they call it the Regional Haze Program, as one of our state senators leading the charge on all things energy and environment. Are you familiar with the Regional Haze Program, Senator, and could you give us a background of what that is?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Intimately familiar with Regional Haze. Just within the last couple of years, though, once I found out that our North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality was taking a look at what they call round two of Regional Haze. Regional Haze happens every 10 years. States assess what their visibility impacts are from emissions from different sources. And so the Regional Haze Program requires states, in coordination with the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, and other federal agencies, to implement plans to reduce pollution linked to visibility impairment. So it's important to note this is not an air quality issue, but definitely the law, federal law, is based on visibility, with the ultimate goal of recreating the same visibility conditions near certain national parks and wilderness areas that existed more than 100 years ago. So states are required to update those goals every 10 years, and then we'll assess them every 5 years, and then submit plans to EPA every 10 years and how that's going to be managed. So 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when I learned the EQ was working on this next plan for this next 10 years, I started digging, and it took a really long time. Regional Haze is a really complicated program, and it's in law as a visibility rule, but frequently we find that the federal government likes to expand that authority into air quality and other issues. So I now speak Regional Haze. I'm not sure I'm super fluent yet, but we're working on it.
So when you talk about it being a visibility program and its objectives to restore visibility conditions as they existed 100 years ago, what are you talking about? Is it, what is, you know, how far can a person see when they poke their head out the window?
Yeah, basically. But what the visibility rule in the law was set to do was to make sure that when we visit our national parks, we can see them. And so we've got two spots here in North Dakota that we measure visibility at, and that's Lostwood, which is up in the north western part of the state, and then, of course, Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And we've got some of the best visibility in the nation here in North Dakota, and there's data to prove it. So not only do we have great natural conditions, as long as there aren't wildfires, international emissions, and other things impacting our visibility here in North Dakota, we've taken steps in the first round of Regional Haze, which happened 10 years ago, to ensure with billions of dollars of investment, and specifically our coal-fired power plants, to ensure that visibility was clear and specifically at those park sites.
Right. So now it's funny because this would be, it would be funny if it wasn't so serious. You and I, our neighbor says, hey, what's the visibility like? We walk outside and you look and say, I can see 25 miles down the road, I can see the power plant. Visibility is good today. Or maybe there's fires that week and you walk out and you can't see across town and say, visibility is poor this week. You'd think it would be that simple for the federal government to say, what's visibility like? Poke your head out and look. But that's not what they do, right?
No, it's definitely not. And I'm thankful that it's more scientific than that. I'm a scientist by trade, and so I like the fact that we look at actual numbers, and then we look at where those impacts are coming from. And so if we're going to have a conversation about how far we can see, it needs to be a scientific assessment. Otherwise, just like with anything else, you can use talking points to try and take an industry down through a program. And so Regional Haze is based on numbers and data. And we've got, even though this is a visibility rule, I think it's still important to point out that we have some of the cleanest air in the country here, and that our state in North Dakota has never violated federal standards that protect human health and the environment. It's one of only four of the lower 48 states with a perfect compliance record.
That's actually pretty amazing, because we have had such a robust energy production industry using coal. We have a robust oil and gas industry. And yet throughout all that development, our air quality, our both visibility and health has been stellar. No one has had a better record. And that's amazing. And it is because I think, as you stated several years ago, on the coal side, these power plants started making those investments because they can impact both the health side and the visibility side, right? You can't minimize that and say they have no role, but the role has been executed as well as they possibly could. And I think that's the message that I'd like to, reinforce to everybody, is it's possible to have the greatest energy industry in the United States and the cleanest air, because that's really what we have.
I talk about that all the time. North Dakota feeds and fuels the world, and we do it in an environmentally responsibly manner, especially in the coal industry. Over the last decade, the power industry in North Dakota spent over $2 billion to reduce its emissions by 66%. And so what that means now is that any type of haze that is seen is mostly by uncontrollable sources of emissions. So at our Lockwood Park, more than 80% of the haze, and at our Theodore Roosevelt Park, 87% of the haze are by uncontrollable sources, by international emissions, yep, and interstate emissions and natural emissions. So
hey,
I'm really proud,
Senator,
of the work we've done so far.
More coming up on Once You Mind in just a moment. 1-800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was briefly hospitalized following a minor car accident on Wednesday evening. Jerry's son says his dad is now at home resting comfortably. After a leaked Supreme Court document was illegally obtained by Politico, the contents was the nation's highest court might be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Roe v. Wade, in its power, has protected a woman's rights, her rights, to make decisions about her own body for nearly half a century. If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
If RVW is struck down, the laws on abortion would then be made at the state level. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Talk about a beautiful day. Happy Cinco de Mayo. What's on your mind is on the air. It's Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Jason Bohr in for Scotty today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. That's what it's all about at PetroServe USA. And, of course, helping America fuel better. Doing what they can to keep the prices under control. But, man, it's a tough toll these days. Hey, lunch specials today. If you're in Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich. That is about as good a French dip sandwich as I've ever had. And their au jus is, you know, dark and salty and fantastic. In Harwood, they got beefy noodle hot dish today. West Main's got pulled pork or tater tot hot dish. NP Avenue's doing Salisbury steak, as are my friends in Glendon today. And they've got a nice macaroni hot dish up in Yulin. And what you do is you go in there. It's homemade. Grab and go. You put it in the thing and you go. Homemade. Cooking, grab-and-go convenience. That's the thing of it. It's not fast food. It's good food fast, right? PetroServe USA, locations across the neighborhood. Tell them the crew from What's On Your Mind sent you. Jason Borden for Scotty today. What is going on, buddy? Welcome back.
Good to be back, and we're here with Senator Jessica Bell, and we were just talking regional haze, air quality, and before we moved on to the next topic, I just wanted to thank her for being so engaged on that issue for our state, for the energy industries, and invite our listeners. If you want to learn more about air issues in North Dakota, go ahead and visit cleanairnd.com. That will get you up to date on what Senator Bell has been discussing. But there is bigger news than just clean air in North Dakota this week. Am I right, Senator Bell?
You are right. And I actually wanted to add one more thing about regional haze before we moved on. You know, last legislative session, we passed a bill on regional haze, and it was a creative way for us to try and tell EPA through the law that we will be looking strictly at visibility for our regional haze efforts here, and that we don't want them to overstep their bounds with that program. I think it's really important that we are always pushing back on the federal government. States' rights is a huge topic in conversation right now, and that was one additional way that we tried to do that. And so I'm really happy for the work, and I'm hoping that people will go and comment and support the plan. DEQ's got a great plan out there.
I appreciate bringing that up because, you know, that was a relatively short bill, if I remember right. It was about a page, right?
Yeah, a page or two.
Yeah, you were this lead sponsor on that. And it explain what that bill did to the listeners, because it was a creative but elegant solution to something that you are always talking about, which is how can we, in you know, stand up for North Dakotans' rights as a state, as a part of the union. And so talk about that for a minute, because I do like that bill.
Yeah, thank you. Sometimes I just like to put four walls up around us and say, you know what, we know how to do this here. We're the ones who live here. We're the ones who breathe the air. We're the ones who take care of the land and the water. And so that's really what that bill did. Once I could, you know, speak regional haze, I sat down with some really brilliant minds from across the country, and we crafted some legislation to say, you know, here's what the law says, the federal law says, here's the guidance that EPA has given the states as they develop their plan, and we're going to do it like this, and we are directing the Department of Environmental Quality to do it like this and to not overstep their bounds and go into the air quality piece of it. And so when we're pushing back against the feds, we have to be a little crafty with it because we can't be out of compliance. That's the number one concern that I heard about the bill was we wanted to make sure that we could stay in compliance with the Regional Haze Program. And that bill allowed for us to stay in compliance, but also required us to stay within the bounds of the program. So it was one of my favorite bills from the last legislative session. It didn't get a lot of airtime anywhere, but some of the super geeky stuff that I work on doesn't. It's not super sexy. So.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes, especially last session, wow, there's so much going on in the energy industry, and one of them came to a conclusion this week with the Coal Creek stuff, and all the legislators are looking, and you're taking a leadership role on that. And so last session was unique, but you laid a lot of groundwork and put a lot of work into what eventually did culminate earlier this week with the transfer of Coal Creek Station to Rainbow Energy. And this is a pretty big deal, both as a state legislator, but as a coal miner, right? So what does that mean to you?
But obviously it makes me speechless. There aren't a lot of things that will get me tongue-tied, but when we talk about what happened at Coal Creek Station this week, it's something that has never been done before. Selling a coal-fired power plant to a new owner in 2022, over 10 years, 14 years after Obama declared war on the coal industry and has tried to attack the industry by a death of 1,000 paper cuts through different agencies and different programs. Being able to successfully transfer ownership of this station over to Rainbow Energy and I've been saying this to the employees at the facility, it's truly been an honor of my entire life. It's an incredible feat that I don't think could be done anywhere else other than in North Dakota. We had the regulatory environment that we needed, and last legislative session, we ensured that Rainbow Energy had access to capital because of all of the ESG pressures. We ensured that they had all of the tools that they needed to be successful, to be able to take over ownership of this facility. And, you know, I have a dual role with this, and I'm the environmental manager for Northern Operations at North American Coal Corporation, and then also a legislator, and I, of course, focus a lot on energy because of that and lots of other things. But that dual role has just been an incredible opportunity for the people who live here in District 33, because I can do things like speak Regional Haze because I work on it so broadly in both of my roles. But then being able to share with specifically our Falkirk employees during this past week during celebrations, I get to look every single one of them in the eyes as they go through the food line or are hanging out in the back. And that's just incredibly rewarding to see them be able to do and continue the wonderful work that they've been doing for the last 40 years. We've got another 40 ahead of us.
That's the amazing story, is the line of impact of Coal Creek now has the opportunity to stretch on for another few decades. Looking back to the legislative session, well, you know, obviously you guys jumped into action the minute that the Coal Creek's closure was announced. But during the legislative session, what were some of the things that you were working on that you now look back at and say, I'm glad we got that done because it was instrumental in making us get to the finish line?
Well, I have to say the burden felt very heavy because I have led on energy issues over my past decade of service in the legislature. And so when the announcement was made, I had an unbelievable amount of legislators and state leaders who called and were looking to me for what it was that we needed. And I knew at that point that I was going to have to be the one to put the plan together and to make sure that it all got across the finish line. And so we did that. We passed over 20 pieces of legislation that have been helpful in this. And honestly, one of the pieces of legislation that has been super helpful that wasn't even on that specific list, though it was something that I sponsored, was House Bill 1425. And that's a bill that leverages part of the principle of the Legacy Fund, the People's Fund, to be able to provide access to capital for different investments within North Dakota. So that bill says, we don't want to take our money that we've got here in the People's Fund and invest it in places like Russia and China. We want to invest it right here in North Dakota. And so that bill allowed for a percentage of that principal fund, which is almost $9 billion now, I believe, and invested here in North Dakota. And that was a tool that was used through this process. So even things that we have been working on that were related, because that was definitely partially ESG-driven, but weren't necessarily on that list of over 20 bills, has been helpful along the way. And so I think that's one of my favorite things, is that even though that wasn't in our sights when we were working on that specific legislation, the regulatory environment that we work on as a whole in North Dakota is just very business friendly.
And that bill in particular that you mentioned, talking about access to capital, it's an example of, I think, what your leadership brings to the state of North Dakota, which is a forward-looking viewpoint to say what's coming down the pipe that we need to worry about, because ESG concerns, access to capital concerns, if we would have waited to 2023 for some of those things to become acute, it would have been too late. But we are able to look and say access to capital for insurance products, for lending projects, that is becoming a choke point for our industry. Let's take a look at a creative solution in 2021, and even start looking at those things in 2019, but you never know when you're going to need them. And here it is, looking back and saying that was a piece of the puzzle. So appreciate that. But in the 2 minutes or so before the break, you mentioned ESG a couple times. Give us an update on what ESG is for those folks on the line who might not understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. Even when I introduced my ESG legislation this last session, we had legislators going, what is ESG exactly? And we're still trying to wrap our heads around it, honestly. It is it's a market-driven set of indicators on environmental and social governance. And so specifically publicly traded companies really feel the heat from these larger financial institutions that are measuring the risk of different, basically fossil fuels companies on the E part of ESG. So there are a bunch of different standards that are set. There are different like SASB rules that you can try and follow to meet the ESG thresholds. And I'm using quotes around my head that nobody can see because I'm on the radio, but it's just this odd set of standards to try and basically push fossil fuel markets, fossil fuel companies out of the capitalization market so they don't have access to capital to continue to grow and continue to provide the energy that our country needs.
Thank you. Can you stick around one more segment?
Sure, no problem.
Awesome, thank you.
More What's in Your Mind on the way, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's more in for Scott Hennin today. What's on your mind? More rolling next.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch too.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind Thursday edition. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Let's catch up with our main man, Jim, North Dakota Flagpole Guy, andyflagpoleguy.com. But you're getting a new website, aren't you? Aren't you going national now?
Yes, we are, usflagpoleguy.com. It's still under construction, but we're almost there, Kevin.
Almost awesome. Where are you? Where are we finding you today, my friend?
Well, we're in Williston, and we're getting ready, geared up to go on the road for the summer. We're getting everything finalized and taking care of our people here. Generally, the poor Williston folks in this area, they kind of have to wait. And this year, I'm starting making them first.
That's awesome. So, how is your schedule? I mean, if someone this summer still wants to get, have you got some openings, or are you getting pretty full?
Oh, no, we're good. We still have openings. You know, we're a little bit down, I think, because most everybody is.
Yeah.
But we're in well into July, and depending on where you're at, if you still want a flagpole, if we're in the area, we're going to sneak you in. So, for sure, we're about ready to go on our foundation run, and then we'll do our pole run. So we're tooled up, you know, for each individual you know, tasks. Yep, one is foundation, one is poles.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want a new flag, you want to, I mean, a flag pole, anything to do with and then maintenance, there's just a lot on the website. If you go to the website, ndflagpoleguy.com, soon to be usflagpoleguy.com is where you find out more. Great American, great guy. Jim, what's the best number if someone just has some questions for you to call?
701-571-3524.
All right, my man. Keep it free, keep it flowing, and keep it flying, and we'll chat soon. Appreciate all you do.
Thanks, Kevin. Today is National Day of Prayer, and my my scripture for today is Ecclesiastes 4:12. Deals with a three-strand cord, and may we focus in on something other than ourselves. Thank you.
Oh,
and God
that.
Bless America.
All right, God bless you, buddy. We'll chat soon.
Good day.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Jim, and you can email Jim with any question, jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. On What's On Your Mind, Jason Boer in for Scott Hennin today on What's On Your Mind. Welcome back, sir.
Great to be back. Glad to be talking energy policy this morning with Senator Jessica Bell. Are you still with the senator?
I sure am.
Awesome. Hey, speaking of National Day of Prayer, you know, I know that there's a human element of this. When we're talking about what's going on at Coal Creek Station, you're talking about people in your communities, people that you work with, that you go to church with, that you know where they live. And how do you balance the human element of this, these folks who are, you know, literally praying for you to be successful, with the cold reality of these are policy choices, and how do I make it all fit together? A lot of pressure on you.
Boy, you can make me cry on air here. I learned a long time ago in public service that I definitely operate best when I'm thinking about the policy, especially when I'm having conversations like this, because when I start to think about all of the people that that are affected by this, especially very close, dear friends of mine, it becomes very overwhelming. And so I have to really do my best to try and remove myself from that human element to get my work done. But it's always revisited. And I've taken a lot of time this week to just kind of sit in that fact. Looking at all of those miners' faces as they're celebrating what it is that has happened this week has just been something that I do not have words to describe. It is just, it's an overwhelming and truly rewarding part of the job.
So in addition to what it means to those employees that you're talking about seeing at the celebration, there's a bigger element at play too, though, because this is an engine of economic growth and opportunity for the entire state. So maybe that's a good way to take us out of this segment is, what do you want the citizens of North Dakota and all the way to Minnesota, the upper Midwest, to know about what this transfer means to them?
It's hard to even know where to start, but I think the first thing is security. These people in coal country can feel some security through the sale of this facility. And I think that feeling has been so hard to find in coal country for so long. We have so little to celebrate. It feels like there is a hurdle around every single corner. And so just that sense of security is something that I think that we should celebrate. But also, practically, we should celebrate that the lights will turn on. This is 1,100 megawatts of power in a time where MISO is saying, hey, we need capacity. It looks like all these coal plants we've shut down across the United States actually are affecting people's ability to receive electricity all the time.
Yeah.
There are still a billion people in the world that don't have access to electricity. And so we should celebrate the fact that we are going to be able to provide that to people here and in Minnesota. And I've had friends in Minnesota reach out to me to say, thank you. They wanted this facility to continue to operate. And I think that reliability piece combined with security really can give us a great vision for the future. We've got a company here that is wanting to take advantage of every single opportunity that they've got in front of them. And so I know that they're going to be doing the best job that they can to ensure the viability of this facility long into the future. And I'm just so excited.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.